Hello and welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat, broadcasting from Studio 2A in Cincinnati, Ohio. I haven't done that in a while. My name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T.
Whoa, it's crazy. We're here in Cincinnati. And
happy Monday.
I haven't seen Justin forever, man. I tell you what, it's been
weird.
Does
it feel that way?
It's, yeah.
He's wearing
jean material
Friday,
as a shirt.
Saturday, Sunday. Four days.
I feel like I have a whole new person in front of me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I've had this shirt for like 4 years.
I was wondering.
Probably
if you
longer
even,
than that, honestly.
I was wondering if you even caught.
I don't even remember the last.
My jean material shirt joke.
Yeah. No, I don't wear it very often, mainly because you have to, it's really weird. It's the only shirt I've ever purchased that it's, so it's a button-down shirt, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's got cuffs.
Correct.
And then you've got that slit, and I don't know what it's called, right below the cuff
mm-hmm.
there.
So
that
you
has
can
a little
roll
button.
It up if you want.
Right, that has a little button that you can undo so you can roll it up. This shirt did not come with those little buttons.
So it's just got a slit for no reason?
So it's just got a slit so that you can roll it up,
but
then
you have to roll it up.
Right, because if you don't roll it up, then you've got this slit that just parts, and it looks stupid.
I actually think it's
like,
a very good-looking shirt.
Look at my exposed forearm here that I don't have a button for. It looks like my forearms are so fat that they just broke, like just burst open the shirt somehow.
Well, I think your shirt accentuates your forearms.
Oh, great. So thank you.
I think it's, yes. It's very good.
Yeah. So very bizarre. That's why I don't wear it very often, because you can literally only wear it that way.
Yep.
So it's weird.
Got another ticket this week.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Two in as many weeks.
You're going to get your license suspended if you're not careful.
No kidding. The other one didn't give me points, though, so that's okay.
Oh, but this one does?
This one, well, it's a German township guy.
Oh, so what was it for?
3 mile an hour over. We
were
come
you in
from
like
a
school zone or
nope,
what?
On 68, going okay. 73. It's a German township guy, though. You know those.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're aware of who those guys are. German
so the
township,
speed limit was 70?
Yeah, on 68.
Okay.
Yeah. 70 mile an hour on 68.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay. Yeah, it's 70 mile an hour on 68, but 65 on 70. Or
gotcha.
On 75, sorry.
Yeah.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's weird.
It's pretty dumb. Anyway, so it's they're like... They're this in the same category as like the Tremont City guys.
Yeah.
Like they just pull people over front.
They're hard.
And he was sitting right there. I'm the only guy on the road going 3 mile an hour over. Doesn't matter if you're going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit or 20, $180 ticket.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Nailed it.
Huge blow. Huge blow.
I tell
to
you what. You're about to be able to buy a new console if you keep getting tickets.
Yeah.
When are you? Do you have a? You got a court date for your?
Ninth. I'm just gonna mail it.
Okay.
19th is the due date. Quick one.
Less
than a week and a half.
I tell you what.
Let's go. We need our money.
They're cashing in.
I hate. You know what?
No.
I wanna float something by you. See if you're with me.
Okay.
I don't think the Highway State Patrol should be a thing. I think it's a waste of government resources.
Okay, just don't patrol the highways.
Nah, you know what?
Just free for
Let
all.
Me go further. I don't know if police is a thing we should, you know, spend money on as a society.
Right.
I don't know about it. I'm not entirely sold. What have they done for me lately?
Well, they haven't done anything for you.
That's correct.
They have done things for the other people whose lives you were endangering, however.
You're right. This is a very awfully timed joke by me, as it is, you know, September 11th. But I'm obviously just kidding.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It's super extra excellent.
Yeah, I know. It's all right.
Standing citizen.
You know
camp.
What? Hey,
that's
either,
all right.
You take my comedy.
You're already
at
a racist.
Its best,
so,
and then you take my comedy at its worst.
Might as well hate the police too.
God, I tell you what, waste of public resources. Especially this guy had like, you know, you want to get even more shaming from Cam today.
No.
He had like all these like tattoos and they're like skulls and crossbones and like guns and stuff. I'm like, you bullied people in high school, didn't you? And then just didn't go to college and now you're here, aren't you? Like, look at you. I tell you what,
you could be a cop.
I could. College dropout, baby. I'll get the whole sleeve going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give everybody tickets.
I'd be hyped.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll feel like a big man, too.
Yeah.
I could tell. This cop, he was like, oh, yeah, I got him. I feel like a huge man.
This young boy in his Dodge Charger.
Oh, because I was listening to the Bengals game on the way back to Urbana to play Nerd Cards,
oh, yeah.
And I was pissed. They're down 20 to nothing, getting shut out. Andy Dalton's thrown four picks at this point. I'm just
gonna be a great season, Cam.
Then I get pulled over. Yeah, it was probably one of the worst days of my life yesterday. Oh, yeah, no, wow, it wasn't great.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Mic broke. Figured out the mic was broken Sunday morning.
Oh, so you were back? You were back in Urbana until yesterday?
Huh? No. I drove to my grandma's house on Sunday.
Grandma.
And watched some of the game with her, ate some chili, then drove back, got the speeding ticket on my way to Urbana, was in Urbana from about 3:30 to midnight. Then I left, drove back here, got back here at 1:30.
Nerd games?
Nerd games. It was good. I won. I went 3-3, I think.
Speaking of which, we got a new board game.
Did you? What is it?
It's called Pandemic.
I've never heard of it.
It's actually really quite good.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah, it's a lot what it sounds like, which is basically there is...
Do you create a disease and then you take over the world?
Well, sort of the opposite of that.
Oh, you fight the disease.
Right, there are three or four diseases, and it's a team game. So everybody who's playing is on the same team.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's you're both playing against time, and you're playing against the diseases, because if too many outbreaks occur... It's also a cool board game because it has easy ways to change the level of difficulty. So if you're starting out, there's ways that you make it. It's all based on how many like epidemic cards there are in the deck, which of course are what causes the disease. You know?
Gotcha.
So you reduce the number of those, and it obviously makes it easier. And you increase the number of those, and it makes it much more.
Do you get
difficult.
To name the diseases, or are they famous
well, you
diseases?
You can name them. They're just colors.
Gotcha.
So
the bubonic plague could come back.
That, yep, could be a thing. Smallpox.
Have you played it?
Yeah, we played it.
Okay.
Couple
just
times.
You and Brett, or you and...
Me, Brett, and it's anywhere from 2 to 4 players.
2 to 4, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
can't
little
play
range
with
there.
More than that, so... Me and Brett played it... Well, me, Brett, and my dad played it twice, and me, Brett, my dad, and mom played it once, too, so...
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good game. I think you would enjoy it.
I tell you what, you have... you guys have officially submarined my entire... Tim watches Game of Thrones segment on the Nerdcast.
Submarine.
Because you've gotten him onto another show that's now 2 seasons. Because you
show?
Got him onto The Good Place, which he had to finish, which was a whole season. And then you got him onto this one other show.
No. Smash was all his doing. He got us onto that. He told us about it. He found it all on his own. He's way out in front of us.
Why is he submarining me? Why I told him this was a segment, and now he's starting to...
No,
like, I shouldn't have told him it was a segment.
You know what I said the other day?
Now he's disappointing me.
Because he wanted to watch Smash on TV with Brett, and I said, no, I can't do that, because Camden is going to be upset if you don't watch Game of Thrones. So if you watch Smash, it's not my fault, because I will not endorse watching anything other than Game of Thrones.
I don't know who's doing it, but they're submarining my segment. He stopped, Justin. Justin, he stopped... An episode before one of the biggest things in Game of Thrones history happens. And he's going to hop back in, and then it's going to happen. He's going to be like, I'm done with the show. I hate it. And I'm it's going to be awful. No, he submarined my entire segment. I don't think you understand the gravity of the situation. Because he's going to hop back in, he's going to want to hop right back out.
Yeah.
Submarined. Whole segment. I'll tell you what. You know what wasn't submarined? And it will not be submarined next week when it hopefully comes back. Is our show of the week, which is Making Capitalism Sustainable.
Wow.
And you'll be sure to hear our friends at the Committee for Economic Development diving into the biggest issues facing our economy and education with policy solutions brought to you by some of the best in the industry. Tune in on Fridays by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And in addition to Making Capitalism Sustainable, I can say that with my southern... My Midwestern draw right there.
Yeah.
Capitalism. I don't say capitalism. I say capitalism. True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app, TRUECHAT. Now let's turn our attention back to more nonsense. But if you want to join the conversation, tweet at TrueChatINC or leave a comment on our website or app. You know, I miss doing shows, man. I haven't done shows in a day. Like, haven't worked on True Chat at all. Yeah,
wow.
did a long
Nutso.
Show, but it was just me and Alex, you know,
uh-huh.
on Saturday. So it was kind of a lax hour and 2 minute Nerdcast.
Chill out.
Yeah, it was a chillaxing kind of show.
Chill, bro.
We kind of placed bets on who's going to die in Marvel's Infinity War for 20 minutes, which is something we would have done if we were sitting on the couch anyway. I haven't felt like I've done like a real show in a while.
A real show.
Yeah. My sports. I've been pushing my sports show off today, dude. Oh, it's going to be awful.
Yeah?
My entire sports weekend is destroyed. Just annihilated. Bengals got crushed. Ohio State got embarrassed at home. It's not good. Not a good time.
Yeah? Sounds like you need some new teams. Tell you what.
No. I'm a good sports fan. I ain't bailing. I think, you know.
No, bail.
No, I'm not going to get into sports stuff because I'm saving it for my show.
Let it all build up.
But it was sad. It's not a 10 out of 10 week for Cam.
Ooh, not a 10 out of 10. Yeah. Well, I mean, yesterday was the speeding ticket?
Yesterday was the speeding ticket. Three.
And the Bengals lost.
Yeah. Definitely. Bengals got shut out.
Definitely
at home.
Can't be a
first
10 out of 10
home opener since 2009, and they got shut out at home. Started the 50th Bengals season and got shut out at home.
Yeah, get hyped 50 years, Cam. Woo!
Ooh, let's hear it. Love for 50
it.
More.
Isn't it great?
God, it's awesome.
another 50 years.
it's pitiful. It's pitiful. Yeah. Marvin Lewis. Oh no.
So did you
I
do?
Gotta stay out of
did
it.
You do any
change topics, please?
Did you do anything that was worthwhile?
I angry tweeted.
That was enjoyable.
I angry tweeted about the Bengals.
Okay, no more sadness and anger. Did you do anything positive?
Magic
anything
was fun.
Fun?
Magic was very fun.
Had some more. For those of you that don't know, that's it.
That's the nerd card game.
A game of the nerds.
Yeah.
So, it's game of nerds.
You play cards, and you attack people with said cards.
Yeah?
Yes.
Great. So, Brett and I have been debating getting a PlayStation 4.
Ooh, I know you've wanted one for Last of Us 2, which probably won't pay out till the end of next year.
That does not help motivate me to get it.
Well, I know. I'm not trying to motivate you. I'm trying to tell you that Black Friday, you'll probably be able to get one for like $250. So I'd wait and go get one then.
I mean, if you get just a regular PS4 and not a PS4 Pro, they're like $299. So
I know they're at $300.
Yeah.
Why not save $50?
I guess.
Okay. You can burn $50 if you want. I just burned $180.
Yeah.
Giving it to the great US of A, who ain't done nothing for me lately.
Right. Well, the difference being that you don't get anything for that. It's a punishment. And for this,
which is stupid.
I get something.
Can I just talk about how speeding is the dumbest thing ever?
Oh, tell
God,
us, Cam.
It's ridiculous.
Tell us.
I've never once put anyone else in danger with my vehicle, and I've gotten two tickets in 2 weeks. It's ridiculous. One of them for not having a front license plate on my stinking car. You know what, man? All I've ever been in my entire life is an upstanding citizen. And all I've
except
ever
for
gotten,
the last 2 weeks.
And all I've ever gotten from the United States government and local governments is a bunch of crap. I pay them taxes for stuff I don't use. You know what? It's BS.
You don't
man.
Use the roads?
No,
that you got pulled
use,
over
I,
on.
No, I don't use my roads. Screw okay. that garbage. I don't need to pay
gotcha.
For the roads.
You didn't
you
go to the public school you know system
what?
Or anything.
You know what? Yeah, hey man, did that public school system really help me out? I got a high school degree, but then half the people tell me, "Well, you can't really go anywhere with that with a high school degree, so you got to go to college for 4 years and do the same stinking
there's
thing all over
Could,
again."
Can
and
we
then
just
pay the
skip
government another $120,000 because you got to pay for college. You got to pay for this stupid, you know, 4 year DLC of your other, you know, stupid education.
Stupid.
Get it some stupid art degree like I was going to get or journalism degree and then write for the rest of your life. Be a starving artist. You know what? I don't need it. I don't need it. And my, you know, my voice is going out. I tell you what, man. Now you got me on a bit of a roll here.
Yeah.
I screamed. Once that cop left me alone, I just, like that kind of scream for about 4 minutes driving down the road.
Mad.
I was so mad. I was so mad I pulled out and pulled into the other lane real quick like this, like three times. I'm surprised he didn't pull me over again. I was so mad at that dude. God. I probably. I get mad, man. I get mad at things. I get really riled up. I think that's why I'm good at this, you know, yakking.
Yeah?
Get
hyped?
But, I just, you know, I get hyped about things, man. And sometimes that hype is turned against me. I may have cursed that man's family. I may have cursed his family a couple times.
And here he is doing his job.
Hey, doing his job. Give me a break. He's German Township cop on 68. He's German Township cop on 68. Go protect your township. What are you doing? Like, State Highway Patrol, I understand that's what they get paid for, is to make money for the state. Like, that's all you're out there for, is tax collectors from poor people who just want to get places.
So speed limits are a hoax.
Speed limits are dumb. They're stupid.
Okay, everybody just do their own speed.
I agree. Yes. Okay. Yes, I agree. Or there should be a lane where you can go as fast as humanly possible.
Okay, the fast lane.
The fast lane, actually. You know, more wrecks are caused by people going too slow than going too fast.
Yeah?
That's a fact.
Where,
that's a fact, Jack.
Where is our fact coming
no,
from
No, I
today?
Promise, that's a thing. I'll look it up.
Okay. All right.
Challenge. Challenge me, man. So I'll look it up.
I didn't get an answer to whether or not. See, here's the dilemma. Everything I've been reading online from reputable nerd and tech sources says that, you know, most of them agree that right now, a PlayStation 4 versus an Xbox One, significant difference being the PlayStation 4 is a more powerful gaming device. Like, just hardware-wise, it's just more powerful. Plain
who
as
said that?
I don't know. You'd know.
Well, them. The Xbox One X is way more powerful than anything else.
No, I know.
You're talking base?
Right. Xbox One. Not at One S. None of that. Just the original. What I have right now. The Xbox One. Traditional. The OG version, if you will. That Xbox versus the PS4. And in terms of exclusive games, actually, in reading some of these reviews and the comparisons, there were more exclusive games, not more total, but there were more than I had anticipated there being for Xbox One. I actually found a couple that I looked at. I still have to get that one. I'm mad because I left the Xbox. Brett and I forgot to bring it with us back here because I was going to download that and play it. And then I was like, no!
What was that game I told you to
get? Left it behind! Shoot!
What was that game I told you to get?
Well, I can tell you because it's in our text messages because I put it there because I was like, ooh, I'm not going to remember if...
This is Penn State University... PSU.edu. Yeah. According to state and federal studies, drivers that are driving significantly below the average speed are the ones that are most likely to get involved in an accident.
Most likely. Okay. Well, that would make sense.
Studies show that the most accidents occur when the driver is driving at 10 mile an hour slower than the speed limit. So someone going 45 and 55 has a bigger chance of getting into an accident than someone driving at 65, 70 mile an hour. Slow drivers suck. Speed limits are awful.
Yeah.
We'll make them 90 mile an hour. Let's go. Let's get quick.
I mean, they just...
I want to go places, man. Like, why? My car can go 140 mile an hour, and I'm never... I've gotten it up close to there once, but like I'll never be able to
drive
it.
The usual suspects. That's the TV show you wanted me to watch.
It's a movie, but yes.
A movie.
I didn't I give you a RPG that I wanted you to play?
I guess not.
I thought I did. Hey,
well, that's the first thing I ran across.
Hey,
so unless it's
the
older
thing
than
that.
That
we talked about on the Nerdcast, but you don't listen to that show, so I'll tell you now. L.A. Noire, that game I was telling you to play.
Mm.
Remember how there were rumors that they're releasing a new version for Xbox One, PS4, and the Switch?
Yeah.
Well, that's happening November 14th. So if you want to play that game, you can.
Yeah?
Yep.
Great.
It's really good. Don't look anything up on it, though.
So they're doing a new one?
No, they're doing the old one. They're just releasing it on the new consoles.
So they're like remastering it.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
Then I will probably do that.
Yeah. It's going to be cool.
Probably get hyped. Oh, 2 weeks ago, I can't believe I forgot to talk about this, but Brett and I played Star Wars Battlefront, the original version.
OG, baby. Not
yeah.
even 2? Not even
oh,
Star Wars
no.
Battlefront 2?
No, screw Battlefront 2. God. That game made me so mad.
Why? Battlefront 2? Like the OG Battlefront 2?
No. The Battlefront, well, unless, which one are you talking about? I'm talking about Star Wars Battlefront for Xbox One.
It was
One.
Star Wars?
That one.
That's not the OG one, you fool.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what'd you just say? See, this is why their naming convention is stupid.
Yeah, it's
you just said
really
Xbox
confusing.
One. Do you mean Xbox, the first Xbox that ever came out? Or do you mean Xbox One, the brand new
no,
Xbox?
No, there's Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One.
Right. So
and then
said,
Xbox One S, Xbox One X.
Right.
Yeah.
So what Star Wars Battlefront did you play? The old one where it says,
they're capturing a command post?
Yes.
That one? Okay,
that
so
one.
You played that one on the original
yes.
Xbox.
Yes.
You said Xbox
No, I didn't play it on the original Xbox. I played it on 360.
Because you can play it.
You can play old Xbox
right.
on Xbox 360.
Gotcha.
Because my old
so
Xbox
what I was talking
does
about
not
was Star
work.
Star Wars Battlefront 2, the one that came out after the OG one. Have you never played that one?
I don't think so.
Dude, you're bad and you're missing out. Because that one is just objectively better.
Maybe that's the one I was playing.
Yeah, because Star Wars Battlefront, the original.
Oh, there's another one I want to play again. Star Wars Star Wars,
The Old Republic.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You loved that game. That was your introduction into RPGs as a kid.
Yes, that was a good one.
Though. And while Justin figures out the dumb Microsoft
see,
naming convention. Because
now they're talking about Star Wars Battlefront, like the new one
yes.
coming out, that Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Correct.
So I can't even get information on the old one because everything is just swamped by the new second Star Wars Battlefront 2. Oh!
True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics@truechat.org. Let's turn our attention back to nothing, or Star Wars Battlefront, I guess. Don't forget, if you want to join the conversation, tweet at truechatinc or leave a comment on our website or app.
A 2005 first and third person shooter game based on Star Wars film franchise.
Is that the first one or the second one?
No, I played the first one.
You played the first one. Did you ever play this? You played the second one. I know you did. You played it with me.
Okay.
And we were kids. I remember it. I remember it very vividly.
Well, I didn't own it.
Oh.
So we
I did.
We played it on the PS2.
The PS2.
Ah, that was a good console.
Let's go. PS2 is a great console. I had a fat one. Yeah. I had an old one.
What happened to that? Is it gone?
No, it broke. Yeah. Doesn't run anymore. I got a PS2 over there that runs. It's a little guy. Yeah. It's one of the thin ones. It's like this big.
I forgot how bad the graphics were.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
They're capturing a command post.
They got rid of that in a... that's the droid one.
I know.
It's a separatist super capturing sad. A command post. They got rid of that in the new Star Wars Battlefront.
Geonosis was always my favorite one on the original
It was a good one.
Because you could fly the gunships, but I forgot about if you get too close to certain objects, even though you're not touching them. You get like caught on them, and then you just can't go anywhere, and you just blow up.
Yeah, you blow
up. It's like death. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't make sense, but that's okay. I mean, hey, at the time it was super.
That was one of my favorite campaigns ever.
Oh yeah,
like where you just got to play through all the cool battles.
And yep,
it was really rad.
It was great. It was the best.
The Geonosis one where you have to blow up the three ships that are trying to get away.
Yeah, the Separatist.
The Separatist transport ships. Destroyed, they must be.
Yeah? That was a weird merger. I was thinking Admiral Akbar there, or whatever
There's
his
a
name
trap.
Is. Yeah, and then like a weird merger with Yoda at the end. It was like, all right.
They must be.
Yoda and Admiral Akbar got together and had a son.
Gross.
And that's... What would that even look like? Oh. What happened to him? Does he die at some point?
Who?
Admiral Akbar.
No, he's super.
Okay,
alive.
So how do they explain that then? When you're watching, what's in between four or three and four? The most
Rogue
recent
One.
One, Rogue One.
It's a different Mon Calamari.
That's not Admiral Akbar?
No,
you're sure?
I'm positive.
Because he was in the meeting and he's like, "Nah, screw you guys. I'm freaking going. I'm taking my ship and my fleet, and you guys are lame and you can stay here, but I'm going to go help him."
Yeah, that's not Admiral Akbar.
Okay, he sounds exactly like Admiral Akbar.
Well, that's because that's racist, dude. They're
also
just the same race.
Also, they never show what happens to him. Like, he's commanding. There's one of the very few flaws with Rogue One is he's like in command of the ship and the battle's going great. And then they escape and Darth Vader invades the ship and you just don't see him. It's like, did he die? Did he escape? Like, what's happening?
Darth Vader gets in his ship. He doesn't have time. He doesn't have time to
I know,
go
but
kill
but they
else.
Never they never say anything about what happens to him. Like they show the scene where he looks down at the, you know, the shield gate and he's like, "Ah, yeah, the shield gate. Go stop it." And then like he's just out of the movie and it's like, "Okay.
Well, the
bye,
ship
dude.
Gets away.
See ya."
The ship doesn't go down.
Not the one he's on though. Cuz that's the one that they invade at the end, that the rebel ship that has what's her face
Princess
on it.
Princess Leia.
Yeah, that leaves.
You just say what's her face to one of the most pivotal characters in
Star
Wars.
Yeah, pivotal characters.
She is pivotal.
Pivotal. Okay.
She's force sensitive, man. You don't come along around that.
Are you
force
sensitive?
I'm not. Okay. I'm not. I'm also
What would
not
you do if you just woke up tomorrow and you were just force sensitive?
I would crap myself.
Yeah? Just instantly?
Instantly.
Okay. On location.
Yeah, dude, it'd be nuts.
The force is with you.
Yeah. Oh!
Probably. Possibly the best scene in Rogue One where the blind guy, what's his name?
Chirrut Imwe.
That's why I don't remember it.
Yep.
Where he just is walking in the middle of that battle. And he's just like, yeah, the Force is with me.
I'm with the Force and the Force is with me.
Yeah.
He just says
and he just
and
walks
again.
Straight through and
Did
just like,
Did you just watch Rogue One
Control
or something?
Center.
Or?
Yeah, because that was the last one we watched, like, two or three weeks ago.
Haven't watched four yet, huh?
No, so we're on to four. Mm-hmm. Now we're into four, five, and six.
Ones that Justin hates.
No, I don't hate them.
He hates them.
I just wish... It's so difficult when you do prequels that way because the tech is just so much further advanced.
See, I don't let that bother me. We've had this conversation 80 trillion times.
Yeah, so we won't have it again.
Yeah, we won't have it again.
Yep.
Until we have it again.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
So?
Anything else on your weekend?
Well, like I was saying, the debate that we didn't finish.
What's that?
The debate that Brett and I are having, not really us, just like in general, is whether or not to get a PS4 because we know we're going to get the Xbox One X. Like, we've decided that.
You're getting that.
Yes, we're going to get it. Okay. But the, you know, Project Scorpio version, which was everything that was pre-order, is sold out. And, like, you can't get it now.
Right.
And it's being released November 7th. However, Microsoft has not announced when, like, general versions will be available for retail or pre-order or anything.
Oh,
now,
really?
Logic would dictate that they would do that before, you know, Christmas, because, I mean, that would
obviously
make sense. But they might not.
They may just be out of pre-orders.
Yeah. I mean, they might. It apparently...
So what do you want a PS4 for? Well, what's your goal?
Well, see, what we're trying to decide is whether or not... We don't want to... I mean, we can't do both of them, like, right next to each other.
Right.
And be like, yes, now we have three consoles. We went from one, we're at three, and it's great. Yeah, can't do that. So, not going to do that, rather. Could, but shouldn't.
Fair maneuver.
Yeah.
By the way, the guy who plays Chirrut Imwe, the blind guy in Rogue One, his name's Donnie Yen, and he's really badass. Should watch more movies with him in it.
Our concern is that we will not... That there will not be enough games that are PlayStation 4 exclusive that warrant having that console over having just one. Because there's only like three or four total that Brett and I can come up with that are like, we want to play that, absolutely.
Give me the three or four.
Like, I want to get The Last of Us, the remastered version.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get Until Dawn. And
okay,
he wants to get...
That one's less valuable since you already know the end.
Well, I already know the end of Last of Us. I've watched the playthrough of both of those.
Oh, you want to get Last of Us remastered. Sorry.
Yeah,
I wasn't listening.
Well, and then Last of Us 2, but that's, you know, I mean, who knows when that'll come out. So
It
could be forever. Ratchet and Clank is one that I want.
Okay.
The, like, anniversary edition or whatever
it's
it is.
Not the it's a completely, it's a new game. Well, they retell the first game.
Right.
But it's different.
Yeah.
Because they... add villains.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. Cameron and I don't know how much time we wasted on that game. But
all of it.
Good God.
All of it.
Many of
I
hours.
Forget what...
So many.
Oh, that was the one with the bases?
Yes.
And all that stuff?
Yes.
All that started probably...
Do you know if those are in the new one?
No.
Like, none of that?
It's okay. Just the story.
So it's just
Ratchet
lame.
Clank 1. Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Okay, so that one's off.
It doesn't have the cool little multiplayer.
Mm.
At least from what I remember.
Sad face.
Yeah. I bought it, played through the single player.
You
took
know.
Me 20 hours. I'm like, that was good. And I was done.
I guess I'm just going to have to accept that there's some shorter RPG games and episodic games for Xbox that I'm going to have to play because those always make me hedge away from them. I don't know why I don't like short ones like that, but same thing with series. I'm not a big fan of series that I only know have like a season or two. The only exception so far being Smash and The Newsroom. But generally, I don't watch TV shows like that because I'm like, this is going to suck because I know there's only two seasons. I'm going to binge it over 2 months. And then
Stranger
I'm
Things is going to be one of those.
I'm going to be mad that it's over.
Stranger Things is only going to have four, I think.
Yeah, that's twice as many.
Fair.
That's like almost a Breaking
but
Bad.
But they've only got
five
like
seasons.
8 to 10 episodes a season.
Yeah. Probably going to wait another month or two, and then I'm going to go back through Breaking Bad. About ready. It's
about
been
ready.
About a year, I think, since I... went through it.
My name is Isaac Schrader. You should watch Game of Thrones.
Yes.
No, we don't have to have a conversation about it. I just want to throw it out into the into
yes.
The air.
I'm aware. My father did say he likes Smash better than Game of Thrones.
Well, that's because he's not watching Game of Thrones.
Which is why
he doesn't. He doesn't not like Game of Thrones. What he doesn't like is that his stupid HBO Now app doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it works. He just refuses to fix it. Now I'm mad at Tim. You've
well, it's not his fault that it doesn't work.
Well, it is. It's his fault that he refuses to fix it.
That's right, but it should work. That's a Roku HBO failure.
Fair.
Those two should figure out why their app is stupid.
Fair point.
Or it could also be a DirecTV failure. It could be a three-pronged failure.
Correct. But he should not take it out on Game of Thrones, which is the best show on TV right now.
Ooh, that's a bold claim.
It's a bold claim, but I believe it.
Bold. On TV, on TV being classified as like on traditional network television? Or are you like, you're in...
Well, HBO is not traditional network television. Okay, so.
But you're incorporating like all streaming services in their originals as well.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yep. Better than House Cards. House Cards is still a running show, at least I assume. They confirmed that for season six, right?
I actually haven't announced that. Everybody's assumed that, but I've been saying since the end of season five, I was like, guys, this could be it. Like, they could leave it right there, and that would be that'd be it.
That'd be a dumb ending. I'd be upset with that ending.
I know it would upset you.
Would it upset you?
Oh, Frank was so sad. He was like a little baby in that scene.
Don't spoil it.
Spoiler!
Don't spoil it.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that ending?
I don't know. I keep asking myself where it ends. I mean, I think, you know, if they really want to take it to its logical conclusion, it ends up with them dead or in prison, most likely. So.
For sure.
Or they become dictators of the United States and just completely destroy the government.
Rule forever.
Yeah. And that would probably be the ending that makes the fans the happiest, probably, but it'd also be like the least realistic ending. Right. So I don't know. I think they could leave it there and be like, you know, the story was always about, I mean, it was always about Frank Underwood, you know, and his,
you know, would be a really,
conquest for power.
Right.
And now that's probably over, but knowing Frank, it's probably not, because he'll probably kill people. So,
you know what would be really cool?
Because he's mad.
If somehow, like, they finagle Viktor Petrov to, like, just, duh, 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 like, kill her on a trip to Russia or something.
Yeah.
And then they have to, like, put Frank back into, it'd be yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
We forget that resignation thing. You're just, skip the vice president.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just goes on a tirade.
Yep.
Crazy
goes
stuff.
To war with Russia.
Yeah. I don't know. They probably won't. They probably won't leave it there. Hopefully not. But I think Robin Wright's probably the crutch of the next season.
Well, yeah, she's out.
So
she doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
Because she got hosed,
yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah, she thinks that they hosed her. So.
Well, they did hose her. They told her that they were getting paid similar stuff, and they weren't.
According to her, she got hosed.
Yeah.
But we don't have anything from anybody else, which is suspect. Doesn't mean it's not true.
Have we
just
ever heard anything
suspect.
From like Robin Wright about this before? Like, I know she's large in the feminist movement.
This was like the
which
first...
is why she was really happy to be in Wonder Woman and
right.
all that stuff.
Well, and why she probably makes a great Claire.
Yeah.
I would think, I don't know. I've always debated that with actors. I'm like, you know, at the same time, I think you have to ask yourself what you being in a certain role means. And women who see, and men who see, you know, Claire Underwood, I think that changes your perception of what a woman can be.
For sure.
Especially if you have a perception that women are generally
weak.
Well,
did you see Hillary Clinton? What was she on? Not 60 Minutes. What's the other one?
Other than 60 Minutes.
I don't know. Oh, one of those interview shows.
Yeah?
Talking about how she didn't even write a concession speech. And
yeah.
Oh, I thought I would. Thought I would.
Yeah, her
win.
Book's about to come out. I'm excited.
Yeah, she's on her book tour. She's
ready,
on one of them.
Ready to read.
Bannon was on 60 Minutes. That's what was on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know how that went.
Yep. Probably well, she's okay. Finally, she's read some excerpts from her book talking about how she actually saw Trump and like things she didn't say she wished she had said, times where he did stuff where she wishes she had been more harsh. Like there's, because I think it was probably, it was a couple different networks when she read those excerpts. They did like this clips of all the debates that those two were in and all the different times in those debates where Trump would circle around behind her and like stand where she couldn't see him. And like creep up behind her slowly to like make her uncomfortable. And she talks about in her book, like there was like at least five or six times where she wanted to turn around and say, back up, like you are making me uncomfortable and it is creepy. So go away. Like she's the one that read those excerpts from the book. And it's like, yeah, you probably should have said that because you probably would have won because people would have realized you're a human who gets uncomfortable in situations where people are being creeps. So
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Totally didn't even realize it, but like now they're showing all these scenes. I'm like, yeah, he did that like all the time.
He'd leave his palm. Mm-hmm. Well, he did a lot of things that nobody else running for president has ever done.
Yeah.
Where he'd break protocol. I mean, that's the kind of guy.
Yeah. Oh, no,
America,
I mean,
elected.
It was a smart tactic for him, like a debate tactic, because absolutely that makes people uncomfortable. It's that feeling when you know someone's behind you, but like you don't want to be like.
Well, you can't because then the mic can't hear you.
Right. So, especially a few of the like town halls they did, you know, where it's like people sit in four corners of the room. There's no like front and back. They just kind of walk around.
So then the other presidential candidate just moves off to the corner.
Yeah. But he did that a lot where he'd like move to the corner and then slowly walk behind and then come back toward her. It's like, ooh.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
No, I mean, I think that would make anyone uncomfortable to just be like, yeah, dude.
You're haunting Trump.
You're invading my space.
Isn't he really tall?
Yeah. Well, especially in comparison to her. He's like,
isn't he like
6'4"? I don't know how tall he is.
I'm going to look it up.
I'm sure that's a quick Google search away. How tall is President Trump? He's got to be 6-something.
Donald Trump height.
Because I've seen him in relation to other
6'2".
6'2". Same height as me.
James Comey, give me a height.
I have honestly no idea. I guess I've usually seen him sitting down, so.
Yeah. 6'8". Tall.
Holy moly.
That's why some people say that Trump didn't like him.
Oh.
Because he was too tall.
Mm-hmm.
Made Trump
That's intimidating.
Look short. Made Trump look less intimidating.
That's like, I need a special bed height. Because my feet hang over the
6'8",
end.
6'8", man.
Yeah.
James Comey, did he play basketball in college?
He should have.
Should have.
I would hope so.
Man, jeez, criminy.
Do something.
Is an American lawyer who served as the 7th director of the FBI.
Oh, he
September 4th.
He would have made a good lawyer. I'd just be like, "Yep, he wins. It's over." He is a tall man.
He's 6'8"? God in heaven.
I feel like there's a certain height, and that might be one of them, where then people you date are just like. There's just such a small chance you could ever find anybody that makes you look proportional to the world.
Yeah.
I feel like 6'4 is probably about the cutoff there. Anything above that, and it's just like, yeah. You're just so tall that...
He went to William & Mary. That's a basketball school.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't think he played.
So, yeah. Anyway. Her book's coming out soon. I don't know. I don't remember what the date is. I'm sure that's
called,
a quick Google
it's
search.
It's called What Happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
You going to get it?
I already pre-ordered it.
I would assume.
Yep.
Fanboying out.
Well, I read the...
September 12th is what this says.
Oh,
so well. Tomorrow.
Well, shoot. That means I'll be getting it tomorrow? Woo!
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Going to start reading it. I'm about, I think, halfway through Shattered, which was the book by the two reporters.
Because
I really wanted to get... I really wanted to finish it, and obviously that's not going to happen before I started reading her book. Because I wanted to
compare and contrast.
Right, the third, because those are like a pretty good third party perspective. They didn't work for the campaign, but they did have like
inside access.
Yeah. Pretty much universal access.
I'd love for someone to write a book about Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
Like
that, but see, that'd be so hard to do because, I mean, we already know he kept the team so small that there's probably only a few people really qualified to write that book, and those are people that
you
aren't
know who's
write
really
that book.
Qualified to write that book that could write that book.
Mm.
Steve Bannon.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna do that.
Nah, that would screw up his journalistic integrity.
Yep. Have
you ever heard Breitbart and journalistic integrity in the same sentence?
No.
All right.
Definitely.
Now you have.
Definitely haven't done that. You should read Shattered though. It's insightful.
I wanted to pick
because it's
one
very in depth. I've skipped some because like it's like yes I care, but at the same time I don't care quite that much. It's like this is a lot of detail, which is good because it lends itself to making it feel credible. You know, it's like they obviously were paying attention because there's a lot of information.
Can I ask you a question? One last question before we get out of here because we're running a little long.
So okay.
We're at 40.
Oh
so.
Well, shoot.
But do you think it's weird she hasn't gone away? Like Carrie went away. Like I remember that as a kid. Like John, you never heard from John. Never heard from John Kerry again.
He just receded into himself.
What's Mitt Romney done in the last 4 years? Anything? Because I don't think so.
Made a bunch of money, probably.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking, but not like to the public. Like not on shows. Like,
yeah, well, that's not where the money is.
I find it extremely interesting that Hillary Clinton is still like, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, she did kind of go away for probably, what was it, like about 4 months. It was pretty much like...
It was pretty much dead silence, but I mean, we haven't...
And then it was like slowly we're just bringing everything back.
Yeah. John Kerry might have died, and I wouldn't know it. And I wouldn't know if that man had ceased to exist, had fallen into the ether.
Oh, yeah, because he's just like, yep, I'm gone.
He said, see ya. All right, I lost.
Yeah.
So long. I find it interesting. I find it very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, even Bernie was... He was quiet there for a long time. I mean, he's not now, but...
Yeah, he has a book out, too.
He's still... Well, yeah.
Everybody's, I got to pump out them books. Well, got to get them book deals. Let's go.
Yeah, got to make back some of that
Trump,
money.
See, you know what? You know who will write the book on Trump's campaign? Trump, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, he won't write it.
Get that money, yeah.
None of these people write their books. Let's just be honest.
Well, yeah, for sure.
When you have that kind of money, you got a ghostwriter.
You got a ghostwriter that may or may not be having sex with you, if House of Cards is any indication.
Mm. If you want an accurate description for your book, you got to know them well.
Got to know them really well.
Really well.
Really well.
That's right.
You don't find it strange, though?
I don't find it strange because as I've shared before, I think she is keeping herself in a position to either run herself or to...
Oh, that's what she said in her interview. I'm not running again. Not running for public office again.
Yeah. And
a little skeptical of that, aren't
that's
we?
Right. Yeah, and Kasich also said something along those lines.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, in a recent interview. It was him and the... Was it the governor of Colorado or something? They've got a strange name. It was like...
Colorado? Yes, very strange name.
Yeah, no, the governor's name, obviously.
I know.
Dingle Dong. So,
oh.
But he was... But the interviewer was asking Kasich if he would run those two on a ticket, whether he was top and the other guy was the VP or whether he was VP. And he was like, no, that would never happen. He's like, yeah.
BS.
That's right. A lot of them will say, like, I don't foresee a situation in which I would be doing that. It's
hey, but guess what?
Right. But guess what? Every day, the situation literally changes. So that's a super easy way.
Well, I tell you, it's Billy Cunningham here, the great American who lives here in our great city. Hey,
is he a great American?
That's his title, baby. I'm just saying his title. I'm just 700 WLW.
What's your opinion,
Billy Cunningham?
Let's hear it before we get out of here. Is he a great American?
Well, I'd rather not jeopardize my hiring.
Oh,
or firing if I decide to go to that station.
So you would work for him?
I find Billy Cunningham very insightful. I find him to be a more down-to-earth kind of guy
right.
than a lot of other political pundits on the radio or television. But anyway, he thinks Trump's done. He's running independent. Let Kasich take 30, let Hillary take 30, and he wins. And he wins. That's the opinion.
The media would love it. Oh, they would be all over.
Oh, a three-person race?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, especially those three.
They'd eat it. They'd eat it up. You know what? Who's
because Kasich bigger, was the last guy in the race with Trump.
What's the bigger media storm? Kasich, Trump, Hillary, Kasich, Trump, Bernie.
Oh no, you got a four-way race.
Let's
Bernie
be
honest. Yeah.
Off the top rope. Yeah. Watch out. He's 81. just
he'll have the walker by then, man. I tell you what,
just spider walking at the top of the stage, like, wait, who's that? A socialist light in the darkness, and he's just
could it be?
And it's just his. Alex, did he make a jazz album? What's Bernie Sanders' music career? Yeah, it's a folk song album. Oh. It's just his folk songs playing, and he's just doing this. He's just crab walking all the way down to the stage. Like, no, we got a fourth mic, and you just see like some intern guy just rolling out a fourth pulpit with a mic on it. It's just like, oh my god,
Bernie Sanders. Oh, that'd be nuts. That would be great.
That'd be great. They'd have to start selling tickets to debates. $150.
You want to talk about a much better way to make money than speeding tickets?
Yeah,
just freaking rent out the horseshoe or something.
Yeah, no kidding. Bernie Sanders just threw the walker. I swear to God.
Yeah, live commentate that. Have all the networks turn it into sporting events.
Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders. Now,
wouldn't that
crushed.
Be a mess? Those four in any kind of physical competition.
It'd be great.
I think Kasich probably wins that.
Kasich wins.
Which isn't saying much.
No, that's not saying much. I've taken down Ohio's education. I will take down you as well. Dude,
Bernie,
I tell you what. Oh, my God.
Bernie will just keel over of old age. Hillary will faint because of the heat. And Trump will die of a heart attack.
Yeah.
And Kasich won't even have to do anything. He'll just have to stand
there
while
they
die.
He'll just shrivel up into an orange prune. And then Kasich, as the only member of this physical competition still breathing, wins the presidency. And then we do it.
Yep.
God, I love it.
That'd be something.
You think Kasich takes the Colorado guy? See, I thought Kasich would go
whole
hog. Oh, no.
Well, he's not
going to. I think he'll go whole hog and go Paul Ryan.
Mm. It'd be a good way to get the nomination.
Yep. Oh, yep. Yep, it would.
That was like a... I don't even know what that was.
It was a voice crack. But hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's show.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Maybe.
Did you recall that you can join the conversation on our website,
truecab.org? Alex is always part of the
And if you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform, you can subscribe to our shows there. For the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio, my name is Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T. Waller.
We will see you next time on the True Chat Show. Be the change.